AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. Industry experts are telling T-Mobile customers they should be thinking about the wireless company's security after it announces a massive data breach. CBS's Chanel Call explains.
Data from 37 million T-Mobile customers has been stolen. The carrier says it was hacked in late November, but only discovered the breach this month. Millions of customer addresses, phone numbers, and birthdays were compromised.
In Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs is continuing what some call the controversial practice of busing migrants away from border towns, which have been struggling. She is handling things differently than the previous administration.
I think we need to look at that practice and make sure that it's effective. It's something that provides support to those local communities. If we're spending the money to bus people, why not just get them to their final destination?
This is the government announces a record number of illegal border crossings into the U.S. from Mexico last month. Customs and Border Patrol processed migrants more than 251,000 times in December, up 7% from November. Another tech company announces layoffs of thousands of workers. CBS's Michael George explains.
Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is cutting 12,000 jobs, about 6% of its workforce. In an email, the company's CEO wrote, "Over the past 2 years, we've seen periods of dramatic growth. To match and fuel that growth, we hired for a different economic reality than the one we face today."
Millions of Americans are facing a mess of wintry weather this weekend, and you'd better gas up those snowplows. Kelly Katz is at the Weather Channel.
Now, the next system is bigger. It's going to be basically bringing a lot more snow to the south. Look at Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The European and the American models want to give some pretty heavy snow there, as well as portions of New England.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is thanking first responders and heroes who stepped up during last month's blizzard that killed some 37 people.
The lessons from this storm, but also the stories that we want to repeat again from this storm. And that is to know that we have the reinforcements from an extraordinary community.
A day before the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, abortion rights foes are holding a national pro-life summit. This comes the day after thousands of demonstrators marched in the nation's capital at the annual March for Life, the first one held since Roe was overturned. On the agenda, the tactics of the anti-abortion rights movement as supporters seek further bans on abortion in the nation. Planned Parenthood is holding what it calls an abortion action blitz rally in Ohio. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and...
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rose says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, Connor, man, you are just, man, you've been right on it. If you are just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, yesterday was Dr. King Day, and people celebrated the I Have a Dream speech. And I'm not questioning that. It was a great speech, and it was while Dr. King was a young man, you know, in his mid-20s. And so that's what people want to remember Dr. King for, is because the March on Washington and that speech. But Dr. King was much more than that. And if you ever get a chance to listen to some of his speeches, you will understand exactly who he was, and it's why I'm taking the time out, because there's nothing that says that I have to follow protocol, you know, because yesterday was Dr. King's day, and we don't need to hear that today because his day was yesterday. Well, no, Dr. King's day should be every day, and what he stood for, we should try and strive to live up to those ideas. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that first, Connor is killing it on the music this morning.
Yeah, no
question. I mean, whoa. I'll tell you what, I want to get his playlist. Second, you know what? It's so interesting because we should be hearing this every single day. We should be hearing, you know, it's very, very similar to what FDR said. And the thing is, we should be listening to both FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. every day on a loop somewhere. Because I'll tell you what,
they got it right. I mean, you hear him.
Yes.
And that's as important 50 years ago. It's as important today that it be heard today, right? It's relevant.
And Earl, that's the reason they silenced the voice and they killed him. Because
right.
You know what? The I'm going to say it again, I guess I'm doing a war, class war. The billionaire class does not want people to speak out. And you know what? God bless Martin Luther King Jr. And, I mean, he said it plainly than anything with his two America speech, with this speech. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of playing this. Because, like I said, we need to be hearing the speeches every day. I don't know why the Democratic Party doesn't start copying what it is FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. said, because it is pertinent to today.
So Tom,
and it would get them out of their messaging.
So
problem.
Tom, let me get to the end of it. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, Connor, I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Connor, go ahead.
Is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We are Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, who can say with good conscience that what you've heard thus far, as we got about 5 minutes left on this speech, that what Dr. King had to say was not relevant then as it is today. And that's what we should be asking of those in leadership in this country. Where is their leadership? Where do we hear people talking in, and certainly not with his eloquence, but at least addressing the issues that he talked about almost 60 years ago? And yet in my lifespan, seeing that, listening to him, and having lived to this point, I ask, why? Why are we not having these conversations? Because these conversations are at the root of what is wrong with our nation. It was what was wrong with it almost 60 years ago, and here we are 60 years later repeating the same thing. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Democrat or Republican, 844-967-2789.
As to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of snow. Lows level off around 25. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I just got a call from a wonderful woman named Pat from Wauwatosa who said that and thanked me for playing this Dr. King speech. She said she was 73 years old. And listen, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, black or white. You hear this, nobody can debate it on whether or not it was truthful. And whether or not, and so since we know it was truthful and is even the truth today, as he talked about the money that we were spending on the military, which we're doing it now, $858 billion, we haven't learned anything. And willing to fight all over the world and not do what's right by the American people. Where is Dr. King? Where is the Dr. King today? Where is he at? Where is he at? I'm not expecting Dr. King, incarnate. I'm talking about where is there someone who has the courage to put us back on track. Connor, if you'll just play out the last bit of the speech. Thank you.
In which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism, and those who lead us And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up on the speech. Connor.
God knows where.
Thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call me sweet where I belong. Mother, mother.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Tech industry pundits say T-Mobile has holes in its security system after hackers stole data from 37 million of its customers. Insider Tech reporter William Antonelli.
They need to step it up and be on the consumer side. Consumers, I think, really need to start asking themselves,
whether or not T-Mobile can handle their data safely now or in the future.
Tens of thousands of tech jobs gone from Amazon to Google to Facebook's parent Meta. CBS's Michael George explains.
Many tech companies went on a pandemic hiring spree because of increased demand for their products as millions of people worked remotely. By late last year, Google's parent company, Alphabet, said it had nearly 187,000 employees on the books.
Feeling like a teenager at the age of 93 can't be a bad thing. That's how it is for NASA legend Buzz Aldrin after celebrating his 93rd birthday by marrying his longtime sweetheart. They tied the knot in L.A. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But well, man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. The Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Same number, and those of you who have been hanging with us, thank you. I know we got a couple minutes left in this speech. Let's go to it, and we'll talk afterwards. Go ahead, Connie.
Among the maladjusted, as my good friend Bill Coffin said, there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. To say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concern. And so let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right. Tonight, we say to our government, we even say to our FBI, we will not be harassed. We will not make a butchery of our conscience. We will not be intimidated, and we will be heard.
In 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the three evils of the society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And here's what we need to understand. We need a Dr. King today. And since we don't have him, we do have his legacy. And so we need to be having these conversations. Anybody who's been around, who looks at our government in shambles and knows it, and we can't fix it. Maybe they all should be forced to listen to Dr. King's Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a congressman or a senator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a state representative, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe to be an alderperson, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe in order to be a school board member, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Maybe to be a judge, a Supreme Court justice, you need to be made to listen to the three evils of the society. And furthermore, maybe to become an educator, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Because then if you did, he wouldn't be listening to foolishness like critical race theory and wokeism, because that's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And it does nothing to advance this society. As a matter of fact, it takes it backwards. You don't have to feel, anybody who listened to that, that this was directed at you. Because what happened then, you didn't do that. If you're a white person, you didn't do that. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. So this, I didn't play it for anybody to feel guilty. I played it because it needed to be said. And the fact that our nation is in trouble. If you don't understand the perils that this government is in, as they are a man who ran for office, got elected, lost, should have never gotten elected, lost the second time, and we all know who and what he is, a racist, and yet he's leading, a leading candidate on the Republican, for the Republican Party. Something's wrong. You know, Donald Trump has turned on the Evangelical Party. The evangelical leaders, he's called disloyal, because they have said, we can't stick with him anymore. He's become an albatross. And yeah, we sold out our beliefs for him the first time around. But we now know who and what he is, even though they knew that before. And now they are willing to say we can't support him anymore. You know what the ex-president has done? He's ticked off, and now he's saying they're disloyal. Well, you know, who should they have been loyal to in the first place? The Christian beliefs, or this man? There's no question where we are at this point in this nation's history and in its future. And so, yes, if you wanna hear what is right, turn on Dr. King's Not Only the Three Evils of the Society, the letter from a Birmingham jail, and all the other wonderful, wonderful speeches that he made in that short period of time of his life. And then let's try to get the folk who run for office to understand it's not about them. Not about you if you're an elected official. It's what you're going to do for somebody else, right? What can you do to make somebody else's life better? That's what this is all about. And if we start looking at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what side of the road they're from. You know, doesn't matter if you've got all the money and they have none. If you believe that because you have all these resources and somebody else has none, and therefore your life is more valuable than theirs, you headed down the wrong path. Because after it's all said and done, this life is no different whether you're the poorest person in the world or whether or not You're the wealthiest person. Let's bring CJ up. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, thank you, Earl, for playing that tape. You had to go down the political road.
Wait, wait a minute. That's what it, you know. Listen, CJ, the whole conversation was about the direction of the politics. So don't say I went down that road.
I agree.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
go ahead.
About Vietnam, and
racism,
I would agree
bigotry,
with a lot
of it.
I agree that we should all hear his speech. I love his speech.
No, I'm not talking about hearing.
I love Ronald Reagan's speech. But you spoke of you need a Martin Luther King today. There is one.
Who?
The only problem you have is he's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Who is that?
That is Senator Tim Scott. You ever heard of the Opportunity?
Hey, man.
You laugh.
Don't make
the Opportunity Zone.
Hey, listen.
Who created those?
I know who.
Who created the Opportunity Zone, girl?
I don't know who Tim Scott is, man. The fact that you would even fix your lips to try to compare Tim Scott.
Who created the Opportunity Zones, Earl?
CJ?
Who helped create the Opportunity Zones in the inner city? You can answer it.
Well, let me answer it. Opportunity Zones have done nothing to change the realities of what's going on with poor people in this country.
You are so wrong. So wrong. There are tons of YouTube videos of people that have helped dig themselves out of poverty.
I'm going to suggest one thing to you, CJ. I'm going to suggest that you leave the sanctity of Stoughton and the safeness of Stoughton and move into urban centers across this nation and back up the trash you're talking with that, because what you're talking about is trash. Opportunity zones have not changed the reality of what's
happening
in urban centers. Oh, I'm talking hate.
That's what you preach, Earl, is hate.
Okay. So, CJ, where have I preached hate? I'm giving you an opportunity to
because you couldn't leave it at what Dr. Martin Luther King says, Earl. The mere fact that he said programs should be developed for the inner city, and you demonize them. Go and research what the opportunity zones that President Trump and Tim Scott created, and go talk to the people that live in them.
CJ, let me say this to you. Do a little research. Hey, CJ,
sir.
I don't need to do any research. I live in a city that is one of the worst places
in the United States. They haven't created the opportunity zones there.
I don't want to hear.
Education.
Tim Scott.
That's the key. Milwaukee's a failure on our young kids. And that's the fact.
Okay. I can't take him anymore.
And we've got a governor that helped perpetuate it.
I can't take him anymore because, number one, any man that is so ignorant that he brings up the name Tim Scott and tries to equate that with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is not even, it's a waste of my time to even have Tim Scott's name mentioned with Dr. Martin Luther King. And yet somebody as misinformed as CJ wants to somehow compare the two. There's no relevance whatsoever. I know who Tim Scott is. I knew who Tim Scott was before he became a senator. Okay? So don't run something down to somebody who's aware of what is going on in this country and in many parts of the world. Maybe get out of the safe spaces of Stoughton and get out into other parts of the country where there is a struggle for people to survive even in 2022, 2023. We've got to go to a break. 844 967 2789 is the number. We'll be right back. You're just another part of me.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of snow. Lows level off around 25. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Alright, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to be clear. You know, we're at a turning point in inroads in this country. And there are people who want to make decisions that are going to continue to fracture whether or not people can come together. And so there people like CJ and others like him who for whatever reason, cannot deal with what is the truth, what is accurate, and want to twist and turn everything to try to bend it into his reality. And I'll say to you, CJ, your reality, and unfortunately many on the right realities, are not about doing things to try to bring this society back together. It's to continue to divide it based on your ignorance and your lack of knowledge on what is going on here. So you can listen all you want to Fox News, and you can listen all you want to Sean Hannity and I forgot the guy's name that rails and screams and yells constantly on Fox News. I know who they are. I've listened to them. And you echo their sentiments because you don't have the capacity to use your own mind to do your own thinking. Man. But don't call and tell me about me being evil and me being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I actually am a person who has heeded what Dr. King said and lived my life in that manner. Judge a person based on not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And so I know your character. You expose it every day you're on the air. Nothing to do with the color of your skin, but the content of your character, who is unwilling to try to meet people and try to bring people together. That's what it's all about. Let's go to line two quickly. Just bring them on. We only got a minute. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, Ron. It is Ron. You're thinking of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
No, I know about Tucker Carlson. There's
I think
this
you were thinking
guy.
Of Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill O'Reilly. Okay. There's a lunatic that screams and yells. I think he's a Jewish guy. He's been around a long time. But it doesn't matter. What do you think, Ron, about?
Anyway, Tucker Carlson, somebody did a tally of how many times Tucker Carlson's show has featured segments about this white replacement theory that goes around in the right-wing circles that, progressives and minorities are pushing to get more immigrants in the country so that whites will
vote.
Become
yes.
a minority, and then they'll, right. And, I mean, so if you that's a racist theory, and if you want proof of that, you know, who are the racists in this country? They're the people that can't tolerate the idea of anybody else living in this country on any scale, you know? That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for a spectacular morning and the music. I got to go. See you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Bye.
Bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.